Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Alana, Jay, and Matt.
What's up?
And today, we are taking our turn to be the ones to pull down our pants and shit on the new Section 31 movie.
Who else is doing that besides Red Letter Media?
No, the entire internet.
Oh, really?
Also, yeah. Have you seen something different?
I just haven't heard anything about it.
Wow, you live under a rock.
I guess
so. Everyone's going on about how bad it is. Oh, also, we're playing Fortnite, and Alana needs to ready up.
Oh damn, you just got called out.
You were taking it forever.
So we have a special treat this week because I also did Section 31 on the Spy-Fi Guys, my other podcast. Plug.
Like any plug.
Hooray for our Spy-Fi Guys. Boo for double dipping.
No way. I think of it as working smarter, not harder.
I think it's more like Christian, I didn't coordinate.
Double dip the step.
Well, it totally works out because what a movie. What a great choice, Alana. Good job.
Yep. It was a movie that I saw.
Talk about it.
Okay, so are we going to hear the poems or what? Do you want to start with those?
Yeah, we can start with the poems. So first we have our haiku. One dead family, a team of seven misfits, two sad murderers.
Two sad murderers? Are those the people at the end?
Yes, Giorgio and San.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, spoilers.
Was that his name, San? I thought it was Sand.
No, it was San.
Oh, okay.
Come on, this is Tuesday Night Gaming. The spoilers begin right away. And then here is the limerick. There once was a girl named Giorgio who chose power instead of her bow. When the past came a-calling, she set that dude sprawling, and now she just goes with the flow.
I think that was pretty good.
Zach, get back here.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, anyway, do you guys notice the problems with this movie begin right from the very first frame?
Well, you told me about it, but I think it was cool. That was probably the best part of the movie was when everything was backwards.
The backwards Star Trek logo?
And the backwards Paramount logo, yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Except they spend so little time in the Mirror Universe.
But we didn't know that when it started.
Also, she's from the Mirror Universe, though. Like, it's gonna... That's all the connection is.
I can't believe this movie didn't even have the balls to call it the Mirror Universe.
There's one part where they're like, "You're so-and-so's mirror." That's what they call them here.
Oh. They said, blah, 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 she's from a parallel universe.
No. Oh, okay. There's another part where she says, she doesn't say mirror universe. She says, "You're so-and-so's, you're his mirror."
Mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
They refer to Daddy.
Oh, yeah, the
Weasley guy. The Weasley guy, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the beginning is young Giorgio killing her own family. So
this
edgy.
Took so long. I was like, hurry up and kill him.
And
what you're going to do.
What was annoying about that? I had a couple questions about this part. So I guess, like, because in the Mirror Universe, everyone is evil, but it seems like she's the only one who's evil in this family.
Right.
Why?
Because everybody else seems nice.
Seems nice.
But, well, they don't do anything bad. You know, her dad's not like, "You let us down, Giorgio."
Did her family give her up for the contest? That would have been something bad that they did.
They don't tell us.
We'll never know.
Dude, so I have a question. I have a lore question. So is it that everyone's evil, or is it just that the Starfleet people are evil?
It's a mirror. So if you're bad in real life, you're good in the Mirror Universe.
Right. Yeah, so like the Klingons are good guys. Right. So the Klingons are good guys in the Mirror Universe.
And Smiley O'Brien is a bad guy.
Right. And presumably, but group up guys, I have one of those kegs.
So maybe her family is evil in our world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. Well, Did she have a common, like a normal counterpart?
We don't see
You're like a normal Giorgio somewhere?
Yeah, in Discovery.
Remember Michael Burnham's first captain?
Oh, yeah. So presumably she didn't come from an evil family.
Maybe she did.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's so driven.
I'll never be like you.
Fine, whatever. Whatever.
Georgia does die in the first episode, right?
She dies in the Battle of the Binary Stars. I don't remember if it's the first episode or the second, but close enough.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that I know that. So I have a question also about this contest. Because it seems like a very lawful good or lawful evil society. Because, you know, that one lady is like, this lady won the contest, therefore she's the empress.
They're like, take a bunch of teenagers, put them in the Hunger Games, and like, whoever wins is in charge.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody tries to challenge her about it.
Yeah.
Like, basically, she's like basically the only evil person in the Terran Empire.
She's listening to the rules.
The part where they're like, okay, you won, and then they just like start transporting just like a billion soldiers. Or like, stop.
I like that part.
Why there's so many?
It's because we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it. And it's like ass end of nowhere planet.
Hey, old Giorgio.
So this is like, what's transport technology in this era?
Huh?
Is it good? Transporters? Do they work? Are they good?
They seem to be fine.
Yeah, I guess so.
When does Discovery take place relative to Enterprise?
It's pre the original series. It's like right before the Spock is in it.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, and like, and
okay. So they can teleport stuff.
Yeah, it's reasonably reliable.
Okay. Doesn't explain the tricorders, but we don't have to get into that right now.
The tricorders, yeah. No,
we don't. So we get that bit, and then is this we go to the nightclub in space? Did I miss anything?
Yeah,
she kills her family. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, she brands the BF with the sword.
Boyfriend.
One of my versions of the limerick would be like, she stuck a sword in his face and then went into space, and now she just goes with the flow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I don't know. Thank you.
Pretty good.
You like that one better?
I like that part of it.
Yeah. I mean, that aspect is kind of an interesting idea, but they didn't really do anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're moving out. So the
easy moving out.
Okay, so some people had a problem with her immediately being able to spot the Section 31 team. It's like, they're spies. They should be able to hide better.
Are they spies? They just seemed like the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, they were a weak ass.
She's also Mary Sue. Can I say that?
I legitimately like, is Section 31? It's part of Starfleet, but the people there are not Starfleet officers except Garrett.
No, they are. Horrible? I mean, that's why they don't know what they're talking about, because
it's
it is
confusing.
It's Section 31. Everybody in it is a Starfleet officer.
That's what I thought.
No, you guys are wrong.
Not in this.
You guys
are
mistaken.
No.
So Christian educated me about this, and now I shall educate you. In the original appearances, it was an independent agency. It was not part of Starfleet.
When was original?
The episodes of DS9, where Sloan comes in to tempt Julian Bashir.
Okay, wait, all right. So they're part of the Federation, but they're not part of Starfleet.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean they're affiliates. They're kind of like mercs.
What?
What?
No, they're not.
They're kind of like mercs. They just mercs? Do whatever they're told. Yeah.
They're not mercs.
I mean, they kind of seem
you mean the characters in this movie?
Yes, in this movie.
Oh, the characters in this movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Section 31 in general. Or at least I would.
Yeah, in previous appearances, Section 31 was not part of Starfleet, and then they like became such the more they appeared. By the way, guys, I recently watched a YouTuber doing a long recap of Picard. Actually, it was about Picard, and she said Section 31 is the worst idea Star Trek writers ever had.
Yeah. That's not a hot take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
fans love it though.
We can get to that part now, how it's like, how Section 31 is already a ridiculous concept, and then this movie is not, they don't do anything even remotely close to being like Section 31. It's just like, this is just like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Or like Picard.
It's like
Star Trek Picard.
Mm.
You know? Where it's a bunch of random... You guys want to go get the tower?
At least the people in Picard were part of Starfleet.
But they weren't. They were all former Starfleet. Rios. Yeah.
Rios was a part of Starfleet. He was like a pilot or something.
He was.
Yeah. Look, that's better than whatever the fuck all these people are.
Yeah.
They're just like a bunch of random assholes.
Yeah, they are. And they were all so annoying, too.
Yeah, they were. The dialogue in this movie was abysmal.
Well, yeah. Have you not watched Strange New Worlds or Discovery?
No.
Oh, God. No. Okay.
Thank God.
Well, that's the kind of dialogue that is in those shows all the time.
They call people chaos goblins?
Yes. God. And they use modern slang all the time.
And they sing to themselves.
And they swear. Don't forget the swearing.
And do they like interrupt serious moments by being like, "Is it Godsend or Godsend?"
Absolutely.
Well, that was the moment where I realized this movie was actually terrible.
That was the moment.
It wasn't great before that.
That was actually kind of a funny line, I thought.
Ugh, Joss Whedon has a lot to answer for.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, so anyway, so people have an issue with the phasing, where she phases through walls.
But not the floor?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with that. Do you guys remember the episode where Geordi and Ro are phase ghosts?
No. Yeah, I remember that.
Nope.
You call yourself a Star Trek fan.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's the same idea. I mean, that was kind of an interesting concept. It just went on way too long.
The out of phase fight scene.
You know, it just went on forever.
And then that girl died.
Yeah, the Dalton girl.
Yeah.
Which nobody even like noticed. They barely even talked about it.
They talked about it a little bit. Come on, dude.
Barely.
Be charitable.
Oh shit! There she goes. I guess that guy can't make decisions now.
Yeah, I like how Giorgio fights the guy for like 20 minutes and she fights him for 2 seconds and gets killed.
Dangerous.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Do you guys like the half black and half white guy in the club scene?
Yep. Also, there's a part where she, I noticed this, where she says, okay, so we're going to go pick up this arms dealer guy and then we're going to take the thing from him and then we're going to mind wipe him. And I was like, excuse me? Did you just say mind wipe him?
Yeah,
that seems kind of unethical.
They said they were going to do that to Giorgio, too. They were like, we can just wipe your mind and take you into custody.
Yeah.
Well, they're Section 31, so they're not supposed to be able to... They're allowed to do unethical things.
Okay, but in a better Star Trek movie, they might have like talked about it a little bit. I don't know.
Well, it's just not a Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars movie.
Okay, so they pick up the arms dealer guy, and then he gets killed. Wait, I should check my notes. I actually have notes this time.
Here I have a note.
Are we going to talk about this, what they've done to our girl, Rachel Garrett? Oh my God.
Not really our girl.
Look how they massacred our girl.
Were you emotionally attached to Rachel Garrett?
No, but I'm just like, yesterday's Enterprise is a good episode. And they're just like, let's take a random character and ruin it.
But she doesn't do anything in it. She's just the captain. Tasha Yar is the interesting one in that episode.
Yeah, she got a cool uniform, though.
They don't really ruin her character until the end.
IMO. Yeah, I guess.
The chaos is my friends with benefits.
Yeah.
The worst line, I think, of any Spy-Fi guys movie we've covered.
let's not jump ahead. Yeah. They're all like, oh, Rachel Garrett, you work for Starfleet. You have a stick up your ass. You think we shouldn't, like, murder people.
Oh, my God.
They all they're just, the dialogue is so bad because they're all like, ha ha ha, we love murder. Oh, but Giorgio, you're really bad. You're a bad person for murdering.
Right.
Yeah. And the like guy's and that one guy's outrageous Irish accent.
Yeah.
Irish. Yeah, they're like, Giorgio, you're so bad. And in the beginning, she kills her own family and then she never gets redeemed. Also,
she does get redeemed by saving the universe.
Yeah, she saves the regular universe.
Hey, yeah. Jay, make sure you...
No, it would have been funny if there was a recurring joke that she's like, this isn't the real universe. Like, this is the mirror universe.
I guess we'll save the mirror universe.
She just accepts that her reality is the parallel one, but she shouldn't. She should be like, this is the parallel one.
That'd be funny. Like, you come to the mirror. It's not me.
Yeah.
See, that's actually good writing.
Right, exactly. Call me.
Yeah.
So, also, I noticed Giorgio is what I call the Etrigan problem. Or the Etrigan tropes, where you have a bad guy, an established bad guy, like Etrigan the Demon from DC Comics. And he's always teaming up with the good guys. So he only ever does good stuff. But they have to remind you that he's still a bad guy. So he's like a huge dick all the time.
But she's not a huge dick.
Yeah, she's not a dick.
He's a bit of a dick.
It's more. She's no, not really. It's more. They do worse than that. I wish she was a dick. Instead, they just have all the other people say you're a bad person every 10 seconds. They're like, you suck.
They're like, there's a mole. It's obviously her. Let's kill her.
I never liked this character. You know.
Yeah, he's kind of like a smug douche.
Yeah.
So
Jay's getting on the train.
So so their ship gets sabotaged, and they immediately assume that one of them is a traitor, even though this is Star Trek, so there's full of cloaking devices and time manipulation devices and changelings and illusions and holograms, and you know, I could go on.
Yeah.
Oh wait, the leaders from the Eugenics Wars. So you're talking about that?
Oh yeah, that was kind of cool, actually.
Why did this guy look familiar?
I recommend stuff? That.
Has he been in other Star Trek shows?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay. Again, it's like, okay, he's a augment, and that's why he's able to fight, like aliens and shit. But they don't do much with it.
That also, like, him being like, oh, here's my sob story. I'm like, God, this really is like the Suicide Squad. Everyone's got a sad story. Bunch of misfits who come together for a greater good.
The greater good.
Yeah.
Let's go get that car.
The greater good.
You know, I mean, it's just, I almost would have liked like a Suicide Squad style briefing about them. You know?
They do. They tell you right at the beginning. They're like, here's Quasi. He does this. Here's What's-Her-Face. She does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some visuals would be helpful, I guess.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sure. Mm. Did we already talk about how the super weapon's like a tiny MacGuffin?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't talk about it, but I wrote down that it's a MacGuffin.
Yeah, but it's like, it's also like really small. It's like, oh, it's going to take out like a quadrant, and it's like the size of a bowling ball. I was like, and okay.
Others have pointed out that in Star Trek, it's always...
Oh, shit.
It's always what?
It's always a doomsday device, and it's always about revenge.
That's true.
Get out of the way, damn it.
Also, the one guy. Do you like guys like the one guy who's like a Borg? He's got the mech suit on. He looked pretty bad.
Yeah, he looked really dumb, and I didn't understand. And also, that guy was in Pacific Rim, and I'm like, oh,
he was.
Yeah, he was the Australian son from Striker Eureka.
Boy, that's a long fall, huh? Almost as bad as Michelle Yeoh going from winning an Oscar to this.
Yeah.
Big into his mechs. He loves being in his suits.
Yeah, so Zeph was the only... I compared him to Jason Todd. He's like the only one who actually wants to be there. The only one who has a passion.
Any character that says their own name? Nope.
Third person.
Yeah, third person.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not saying he's great. They're all annoying, but he's better than most of them.
I agree.
I don't know about that.
He's better than the Irish guy, and the guy with the
changeling
red golden eyes. The changeling guy, who's also
the changeling guy.
Do you guys think the Irish guy was just a ripoff from Robot from Invincible?
No, I mean he was kind of an interesting concept too, actually.
Was he? I don't think.
But he's like Robot.
I thought he was kind of an interesting concept.
No, yeah. I did too. I didn't find him that annoying. I thought he was funny.
There's a couple near misses, not to jump ahead, but the part where they have the garbage ship. I know it's jumping ahead, but the part where they have the garbage ship and they're like, okay, we only have this. The ship only has these certain features. It was kind of an interesting idea that they could have been like, okay, here's the resources that we have.
So much more.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they don't execute on it, but we have we have a problem and we have these things. Let's see these people use their knowledge and skills to come together and create a solution.
Like in Star Trek.
Like in Star Trek.
Like they're uniquely creative and resourceful, and yet they have this, like you said, a unique concept and ship. I was like, oh, they're gonna turn it into like a magnum where they're just gonna shoot garbage. Like they're gonna use the tractor beam to pull it and then shoot it forward and like just keep chucking garbage. That'll be cool. And then I didn't understand how they even got ahead of the ship. I was like, wait, why are they now ahead? Weren't they chasing it just a second ago?
And the weapons just don't work for some reason. They're like, we have all these weapons and none of them work. We can't explain why. All right, no, I'm sorry.
The garbage ship was the same set from Picard.
Really?
I mean, it's got the two seats and then the seat in the back.
It's the same idea. That's the same idea. We have the interrogation of that one guy, and we learn that not only is it a super weapon that could wipe out half the universe, that's not bad enough. We need to have the Terran Empire on top of it. So it has right? It can't just be that a guy wants to detonate because he's a madman. It has to have that Terran Empire.
Needs to have multiple redemptions.
He needs to have his revenge because it's Star Trek and someone always wants revenge.
Revenge and a super weapon.
Right.
Just like Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
To be Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Genesis device made sense.
Like, it did?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you want to terraform a planet? That's a good idea.
If you want to conquer your universe, you want to bring over a new thing, you don't want to destroy the universe.
Yeah, why would you want to just blow up a quadrant?
And then be like, it's prepared for us to take over. Yeah, great. You're going to take over what?
Nothing.
But, right. Oh, no, because it's going to... It's going to cause chaos, and then they'll be distracted or what?
Well, think about Genesis also. It's also not just that it's a weapon for the sake... It doesn't just destroy for the sake of destroying, right?
Right.
It's like... It does something.
The reason for it to exist makes sense, other than like her being like, I'm going to make a super woman as like a deterrent.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As opposed to all the other deterrents I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So they're on the planet and the other, they're on some planet for some reason. Did you guys like how this movie was like literally divided into episodes?
Yeah, it's because it was supposed to be a show.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was originally a Section 31 shell. Thank goodness
it wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd rather watch it as a show. At least then I only have to tolerate it in chunks.
Yeah, but it stretches out for like 6 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, it would have been the same thing just stripped out.
Yeah, but at least then it's just not like torture for an hour and a half.
It ends up being more. Jay, would you fail the marshmallow test?
What the fuck is that?
I can give you one marshmallow now or two marshmallows in 2 hours. Which
Only
one do you
two?
Choose?
Is this the question of the day?
No, it's a test they do with children.
It's a classic like pop psychology experiment. Yeah.
It's not stop saying pop psychology. It's
no,
like
I won't thing. Stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I think it's been disproven, which is why I said that anyway.
Disproven? How can it be disproven? Yeah. It's a test.
It wasn't like scientifically.
That is not peer reviewed.
It's not peer reviewed.
Zach's the one with psychology degree. So
it measures the milestones kids' development.
What?
It sees how far they've developed.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
With delayed gratification.
Yeah, if they're capable of delayed gratification.
Well, who cares about delayed gratification? I want that shit now.
So you take the one marshmallow.
It's not developed.
I'll just buy more later.
I'll buy my own marshmallows.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna. Well,
how do I know you're gonna come back in 2 hours? Anything could happen.
Let's see the marshmallow.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a marshmallow today.
Okay, so all right, so they're on this planet. They end up on some planet. I don't know why. Is it because they're meeting the buyer or something? I forget how they get there.
They're one they kind of crash land on. They end up stuck there for half the movie.
Yeah, they're like on this planet for the whole movie.
It's like a desert planet. Yeah, and their ship gets
blown up. It's not a desert planet. It's like a woody forest in fall.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, it's not. It's more than one thing, which I actually respect.
Oh, okay. More than one biome for once.
Yeah, for once. Yeah. Right. So then there's the whole part about how somebody's a mole and how there's some kind of funny dialogue where they accuse each other of being the mole and argue.
Yeah. Just like in Star Trek, they immediately are at each other's throats. At the slightest provocation.
Well, that's like Picard. I mean, that's something you can see them doing on Picard, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. All right. And yeah, they split up. They split up. Oh, they find Rachel Garrett's hair on the body.
Which, I was like, this is Star Trek. There's a million ways they could have planted it there.
Yeah.
They need to keep looking, but they didn't.
Also, they're like, here's a brunette hair. I'm like, Michelle, you has brunette hair.
Yeah, but it can't be Michelle. Come on now.
She's above suspicion.
Yeah.
And Michelle has black hair. How dare you?
Okay, whatever.
I thought brunette just meant...
I mean, it's brown.
Not any of the other ones.
Not any other color.
So what's the term for black hair, Jai? Is it just black? Just black? So some creepy guy would say, there goes a redhead, a blonde, a brunette, and...
Someone with black hair.
And someone...
A
woman.
Sure, I guess a woman hair. In that case. Sure.
Raven-haired.
Right,
yeah, I guess you could say raven. I don't know. I have black hair. I'm not a brunette.
You're not?
Yeah, because you're not a woman.
No.
Well, yeah, Zach, think about Jay versus Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, guys. Gotta get
on my ID, it says black hair.
Well, yeah, your ID isn't going to say brunette.
We'll say brown.
It says brown, yeah. Which is definitely two distinct things.
Brunette is a sexist.
An enemy team.
Say it's sexist?
Get ready to fight. Get ready to fight.
No, because brunettes could be male.
Enemy team, get ahead. Get ready to fight.
Okay.
All right.
It's almost better.
Oh, wait. Guys, just to go back for a second. Do you remember the part where they're like, she's like, you're a Vulcan. You're supposed to be a Vulcan, but you obviously don't know that Vulcans are not supposed to show emotions. Do you guys remember
that? Yeah.
I was like, you couldn't be a Romulan?
Yeah.
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 She knows the difference. She's really good at perception. She understands.
Is there a visual?
The nuances.
There's a visual. Shit.
What a genius.
So they all turn on each other. They think Rachel Garrett's the traitor. And then it's revealed that, in fact, the creepy little micro guy.
Well, before that, the twist keeps coming because before that, they think it's the robot guy, the mech suit guy.
Zeph.
But then they find him dead by his own hand.
Yeah, which, that was a neat idea. Which, again, there's a million ways they could have gotten the suit to turn on him. But whatever.
Yeah.
Again, Star Trek.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's a ridiculous minecart chase. That, again, goes on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, the effects looked okay, at least.
Oh my god, you no.
You don't think so, Jay?
Whoever they hired to do the camera work in this thing should never touch a camera again.
Wow.
Like, oh my god. They tried to be clever and, unique with their camera work, and it just came out like trash. Like, it's not unique, it's not new. They just put all, the bad ideas of anyone who thought to do clever stuff, and they put it all together. And it was like, what is this? Why am I even staring at the screen? Why? Okay, the camera flip. But you went the wrong way with the camera flip. And then you weren't in focus and you turned and you didn't even see the cool section of the flip. I was like, anyways. Yeah. I went off on a tangent.
The Minecraft fight.
Fucking chase.
And
it was like Star Wars. It wasn't like Star Trek. It was like Star Wars, right? I mean, it's action adventure and high flying hijinks. Yeah,
it was like they had sat in a meeting room and they're like, okay, what things do we? What's hot? Star Wars. Let's do Star Wars stuff. Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy. That was hot, right? Let's do a bunch of that stuff. And it's like, they had no identity in this thing. It was like, oh.
Yeah, like, all these forget little... Suicide Squad as well.
Yeah, it was like, I would have forgiven it if they added more Picard-esque stuff.
Wow.
I think we at least got that.
That is quite the claim,
season 4.
Yeah.
Season 3 or season 1 and 2?
Season 2. Okay. I would have forgiven... No, I would have forgiven them all. Like, it was just a hot mess.
She's very forgiving.
The one thing it has... I guess not the one thing, but I kind of like that it wasn't too much Star Trek member berries.
There was some, but agree.
So yeah, they learned. So we learned that the guy's alive. We learned that the boyfriend's alive.
Yeah,
Stan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's much pathos, much pathos.
Yep.
Thanks, bye. And the Vulcan guy escapes. He's like, do you guys like the part where he's like standing on top and he's like, yeah, I did it. I'm the man. I'm amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Mr. Yoda almost gets him.
At least he has some personality to him.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Unlike the rest of them.
Yeah. I wrote down this line because it was so bad. I don't remember the context, but she says, it's something about Yeah, she says, the godsend is me. I'm the only one I could never defeat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of really bad lines. I can pull out some of my favorite ones as well at some point.
Yeah, I wrote some down. You guys got the NPC?
Yeah, no, I did, but then she died.
Okay, all right, so you're right.
We all get in their ships. We have the big chase, right? Let's finish this up.
Right, so she kicks it to start the engine.
Classic.
Right, they install the MacGuffin into it to get it to work, and then it doesn't work, so she kicks it, and it starts working. So hilarious. And then, yeah, there's the space fight.
Yeah. So, guys, I have a question. I had a question for Christian as well. Why didn't they just call Starfleet?
Starfleet can't help them. They're out working out of Federation
space. They're in, like, an area that Starfleet's not supposed to operate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole beginning of the movie, like, for 10 minutes, they... go the on and on about it.
Yeah.
And then they recap it later again.
They don't have, like, an undercover ship or something?
Which made it...
Garrett probably should have said something like, oh man, I sure wish we could call the Discovery or whatever.
Yeah, but
we can't. Because that would start a war.
It is kind of convenient that that's why they can't just call the police. Although I would imagine that for a universe-ending threat, it might be okay.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. I don't write the mission protocols.
Or Garrett could have been like, there's too much bureaucracy. They'd never get here in time.
Mm. Relevant commentary. So,
I assume you guys did not like how they keep making cracks about her being captain someday.
No, I did not.
Yeah. It's like it's the most ham-fisted foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they chase, and then Garrett does the thing with the toy. I don't even know what to say about that.
They do the thing with the garbage where they're like, okay, and pull it. And then it somehow prevents the ship from shooting them. Oh, do you guys like the part where they shoot the torpedo? And the guy is like, I really wish I could do some evasive maneuvers right now. And then the other guy's like, no, just run into it.
That was kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah.
For no purpose. Like, it was terrible. Like, why?
It's like I was playing video games. I was playing World of Warships.
Follow me.
Do you guys read Skyward by Brandon Sanderson?
No.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah, Christian highly recommends. It has elements of a bunch of fandoms that we like Ender's Game, Star Wars Troopers, Star Wars, so on. But one of their weapons is a tractor beam. So remind me of that.
Does it get the Zach endorsement?
Yeah, it gets the Zach endorsement. Okay. Big ol' Zach endorsement. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Truth.
All right. So there's a space fight, and then this is the line about chaos is my friends with benefits.
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah. Right. So I guess Garrett. I mean, that was kind of interesting too. Is when Garrett says, "Okay." Here's some toy. I know it has some kind of thing in it. I can use it to I have this conveniently placed acid in my like thermos, and I can use it to create a bomb, an enormous Jigundo bomb.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
The but yeah, and then so guys, I did like the classic Star Trek thing where they say, beam them out, we can't. There's some kind of interference with the
transport. Yeah, classic.
But then 5 seconds later they beam them out.
I know.
Right when the thing was about to go off. So
The ending is so bad where they're like, oh, they blow up and then suddenly like, oh, Quasi got you out, no problem.
Yeah, I honestly thought that it was a dream sequence.
The end?
No, with it, it's like the flash of white light and then suddenly back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
because
good.
It literally just said that the transporter's not working.
Yeah, right? Ah, guys, help, Goku!
Well, he's screaming about it, and then he's like, I'm working on it!
So, is this the part, hold on, it's like you're getting shot from above.
Yeah, but, so anyway, so everyone's alive again, and it's all fine, somehow. And...
Oh, wait, hold on, you skipped ahead. So there's the explosion. Oh, wait, so guys, what about the part where the toy says we're all going to die?
It's ridiculous. So stupid.
Why would it say that?
It wouldn't. It's so stupid.
It's a Depresso doll or some nonsense.
It's supposed to be funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
Ah, hilarious.
Whoever wrote it had probably just watched... what's the other movie that got lambasted? Borderlands? That's it.
Oh my god, is this what Borderlands is like?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Wow. Are you guys glad I didn't have you watch that?
Multiple steps. So there's an so there's the one explosion.
Right.
And then we have and they survive that somehow. The one they make. And then so there's the whole fist fight, the whole hand to hand fist fight.
Oh, right.
That we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
Where she hugs him?
Yeah, where she kills him and then starts crying.
Yeah. Yeah. And and it's funny because she stabs him and then he says, you were right. There's nothing like over the course of the conversation that like would make him change his mind.
I like the line where he says,
go ahead.
I like the line where he says, go tell your family how much you've changed.
That was a good line.
That was good. That was a good zinger.
People keep rubbing her family in her face.
She deserves that.
Well, he's the one, because that's the major difference between them, is he couldn't kill the family, and she did.
That's right. So he's going to keep bringing it up at every opportunity.
Right.
Okay. So I have to admit, I kind of stopped paying attention right at the end.
Oh my god, right at the end, I have a rant.
Not at the very end, but they go to the nebula, and the God's End somehow activates, and it needed a...
genetic coding.
It needed a biosignature, so who turned the biosignature on?
She did.
Philippa.
Why did she do that?
I don't know!
Because she knew she needed to do. She needed to collapse the portal. Yeah.
But if it needed a genetic signature, then how?
Why didn't they just leave it alone?
Yeah,
and let it sort of switch itself off. Oh, okay. So that's what happens at the end, is they use it to.
Yes, collapse. They the use portal. It to,
and then so how did they survive the explosion?
He transported them out.
The portal collapsed on itself.
Yeah,
but they transported them from where?
The ship. Where?
But from isn't the Doomsday device supposed to blow up like an entire quadrant of the galaxy?
But if collapsed. Is on itself, then it's fine. But okay, I was like, wait, it's fine. On the ship, so it's gonna go. So it's just gonna go straight through the portal and then just blow up her whole home. Great. So she's still no better. And then I was like, how big is a stupid portal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all very convenient.
And then we have we have the worst scene in the movie, which is the end at the bar. And
that's
Michelle
the worst scene in the movie?
I think it's by far the worst scene in the movie.
Okay, why?
Because the dialogue is so bad.
That's the really dialogue bad. Is bad. She has an office with her own stock of booze, and they're sitting out in the middle of nowhere and gets the Mission Impossible fucking scene. in the middle of the bar where everyone can sit there and watch.
It has the giant Starfleet logo on it too. Well, no, I just wrote down some of the dialogue. Because it was so bad. There's a part where they say, "Yeah, you're a bad bitch." The answer to Michelle. Yeah. And then she's like, "Yeah, I am." And somebody's like, "I love that for you."
Yeah. Oh my god.
We travel as a unit.
And also Fuzz's wife shows up. And she's like, "I'm gonna kill that Fuzz."
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's his name? The Irish guy's name is Fuzz?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How come nobody had a last name besides Garrett and the augment guy?
That's cool.
Because they're aliens, man. Don't be so...
I don't think Zeph was an alien. He's just like a weirdo and a mech.
I mean, left. Yeah, cool one names. Like Madonna. Yeah.
Right. And she has a ridiculous southern accent.
Yeah, of course.
And they have another job, and then Jamie Lee Curtis comes in at the end for some goddamn reason.
Jamie Lee Curtis, like her first line is saying, like, "I really shouldn't be here," and I was like, "Yes, I agree."
I got him. I saw her.
It's like the Jack Black cameo in Mandalorian.
Yeah, and she just has so much attitude for no reason. She acts like they're old friends.
And, like, they're not criminals, right? Like, they're not the actual Suicide Squad. So why is she being so mean to them?
Because they're annoying. Because they're, I'd be mean to them, too.
Because they're screw-ups. That's why they're part of the Section 31.
I thought Section 31 was supposed to be elite.
No. At the beginning, they talk about why Garrett gets banished to the Section 31 because they're all a bunch of screw-ups. That's like the...
Why would they give them missions if they're a bunch of screw-ups?
Good question.
Suicide Squad.
Well, the other thing about this, the Section 31 is not so much they're not elites and they're not screw ups. They're supposed to be people that do like the dirty work.
Yeah,
but there's nothing in this one that's particularly dirty, in my opinion.
Well, dirty in that there's a potential dirty bomb.
But like you could have this exact same plot with like the Discovery crew, right, or like the Enterprise crew.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, so, hello. You know, like, they don't even, like, kill any... There's no, like, ethical quandaries. They don't have to murder any civilians.
Yeah, dude, this is a travesty of Star Trek. You can call it Star Trek. It's insulting. Giamondre is spinning in his grave.
Yeah.
I was spinning in my seat.
Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, that was the worst part. Not that I have anything against Jamie Lee Curtis. It was just, like...
The worst part.
It just added nothing.
It's like, why are you sequel baiting? You're not going to make another one. This movie was terrible.
And you know she got that script like way after the fact.
Enemy Attack.
Oh, guys, you want to hear the more existential part of this is Jamie Lee Curtis made more money for that cameo than like any of us will make this year.
Yeah. Michelle Yeoh is like, hey, let's go milk some money out of Paramount Plus.
Yeah, come be in my movie.
Yeah.
Give me my awful movie.
So another part. At the end, that I really didn't like, is like, okay, so this bar they're at, right, is a giant space station, right? Because you see all these ships around it, docking, right? Tiny little ships make the Enterprise look small, docking around this giant space station that then goes to warp at the end of the movie. Like, Deep Space Nine can't just fucking go to warp. That's ridiculous.
It's because at the end of Star Trek, someone has to go to war.
So ridiculously ornate, too.
Yeah, that too.
And the fact that, like, at the beginning, it's the whole space station, and it's just the one ship that's there. Yeah. It's their ship, and then there's no other ships, but there's tons of people at that bar.
Wait, I thought there were a bunch of ships there.
No, at the beginning, there's, like, none. And then at the end, there's a million. Like, it's like,
Then it just goes, it just zips away. In early pre-Enterprise technology, too.
Of course.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, this is outside the Federation, so maybe it's something else.
Same.
And there's no scene after the credits I checked.
Thank you for checking.
Oh, you did? Okay. Thanks for checking.
You did the hard work for us. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You got somebody coming in on you, dude.
All
right. Oh, no! Number two!
Yeah, of course. We're the last team.
All right, it's time for Dominion.
What?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. I gotta wind down.
That's a lot of wind down. All right, fine.
You're a lot of wind down.
I have one last thing to say about Section 31. As if this movie wasn't bad enough, it broke my TV.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
True story. I was halfway through it. I was watching the part where they were accusing each other of being traitors when the picture cut out. Sound kept going, and it never recovered.
Never?
Did you try restarting it?
Still to this day?
You're welcome to. I tried everything. I tried resetting it. I tried unplugging and replugging it. I tried calling the people. It was over. Over.
Over?
Over.
Get that TV?
Huh?
So didn't you just get that TV?
I got it like a couple years ago.
Elvis shot that TV.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this movie was not very good, it was like a Discovery Strange New Worlds level of dialogue and special effects, and do you think you guys would have liked it more if it was just like, if it wasn't Section 31 and it was just some other Star Trek idea?
No,
I think it still would have been pretty bad, but it wouldn't have been as much of a travesty.
See, I didn't care about the fact that it was Section 31 because I'm not as big into Star Trek as y'all. Mm-hmm. So, like, that didn't even register to me. I got some of it, but like, I was like, okay, but like, that wasn't what really threw me for the loop.
Okay,
what threw you for the loop, Jay?
It was just so much. Like, just so much. At least in like Suicide Squad, bad, or even Guardians of the Galaxy, or any of the other stuff, they had a good rhythm, a good beat, right? So it was one or two quirky characters being quirky, and then a straight person like to counterbalance, but no, or in Guardians and Suicide at times, they were all quirky, right? But then it went into like serious mode, and then lull, and then it came back. It was just cheese on top of cheese. It was like the largest grilled cheese sandwich anyone would have eaten. Mm-hmm. It was just non-stop. It was like ordering a block of Velveeta cheese and just eating it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Almost like it belongs in the cheese line reading contest.
Definitely.
This is my friends with benefits.
Don't put it past me.
Yeah. Watch it.
Cheesed.
Watch it. All right. It's time for questions of the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Our first question comes to us courtesy of Zach.
Hello.
Summarize your political views in two words.
What?
Dude, I didn't think you would actually pick this one.
If you gave me the go-ahead, I would do it. Summarize your political views in two words. And I will say annoyingly open-minded.
I'm going to say...
There's a dash between open and minded, so it's two words.
I'm going to say screw communism.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm monitoring my phone in case Guru wants to weigh in as well. But I don't think she will.
Don't be a dick.
That's more than two words.
That's a good start, though. How are you, Oma?
Don't dick.
Sad, comma, depressed.
That's a political view?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my view of the political.
Okay, well, it's not exactly the same thing, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No decks. Wait.
Yeah.
That could come out wrong.
Be caring.
Be caring.
No, don't be excellent. Oh, that's my job.
Already on, dude. Okay. Sounds good.
Guru says keep away.
Oh.
I guess that's open to interpretation.
Yeah, what?
Sounds like Guru wants to close the border.
Yeah,
and then,
seriously.
And then Gia had like a sticking your tongue out emoji. Maybe that means she refuses to answer.
Yeah, that's probably better.
What's question number two?
Question number two comes to us courtesy of Guru. When was the last time you threw up from drinking?
I'm not telling.
It was yesterday.
I'm not telling. That's awesome.
I can go. Oh, man. I think it was 2018. We were at a friend's wedding, and we had Fireball, and it didn't go well.
Yep, I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. It's been a really, really long time. I remember once in college I did it, but I don't think it was. I'm sure it happened since then. That was like freshman year. I'm sure it's happened since then, but I can't remember when.
Can't remember when. It's
been a very, very long time. Alana, can you give us like a range?
It was like a year ago.
Okay. All right.
Guru clarifies, keep away means I want to stay away from the question.
It's like a good call.
So I said a long time ago, a lot said about a year ago. Zach said 2018, which was
6 years ago now. Geez.
6 years ago.
What the hell?
How about you, Jay? Three drinks at the bar, man.
Maybe 2019?
2018,
2019?
Same time as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, give or take around there. I remember because I drank 18. What are those? Then can't. Hard, not ciders, but the. I think 20 Trulies.
Wow. Whoa. 20 Trulies.
20?
Whoa, that's a lot of Trulies.
That is truly impressive.
That's like 2,000 calories.
Yeah. And a lot of...
Wait, 20,000 calories? Wait.
And no. a lot of acid reflux. I went to sleep and I was... I just felt like crap, so I just went in the bathroom and I forced myself to do it. Just to get everything out of my system. I was like, just get it out.
Hey, Alana, what were you doing a year ago?
None of your business.
Yeah. What about Alana's attitude makes you think she wants to take follow-up questions? Okay. What was I going to say? The last time I threw up from eating something was the boys and I went out to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't I like at home for that?
I remember that story.
Yeah, I kind of remember hearing about this. Like,
yeah,
closer well, than
not that much goes on in my life, so
.
You know, you guys hear all of the eventful things. Oh shit, you guys are buying promises already?
Yep.
No, was it because you wanted me and Zach to go to the Cheesecake Factory and we didn't want to, and then you got sick from it, and we're like, oh, gosh, that bullet.
Yeah.
It serves me right for trying to include you guys in things.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't appreciate the thought.
Yeah. All right. Time for question number three.
Yep.
All right. Comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. Ooh. Okay. Let's do this one. What strange food combination do you love? A food-related one. You know Alana's going to be all over.
French fries and hummus.
Well, I guess that'd be okay.
Yeah.
When Zach and I were kids,
2,000 calories. What's up, buddy?
When Zach and I were kids, we enjoyed the sweet, sweet taste of waffles with peanut butter.
Yep, that's right.
We don't do that anymore.
With some skim milk to go with that.
Waffles and peanut butter is delicious.
I know. Tell me about it.
But you put banana.
Have you tried it with bananas?
Zach and I strongly don't like bananas.
I like bananas. Whoa. I wouldn't eat them on waffles.
Oh wait, I forgot you like bananas. All right, yeah.
Would you put them on pancakes?
Would you put them on a lake? Would you put them on?
Could you on some pancakes?
I'm just saying because people. That's like a thing people do.
Yeah, I normally just eat straight up banana. I don't usually put it on stuff.
Not like Elvis? Peanut butter and banana sandwich?
Nope. I keep them separated.
Keep them separated.
Is that not
how about some french fries?
So was that not strange enough? Do I need to think of something stranger?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's fine.
Okay. I don't have a lot of big, I don't have a lot of big food.
Yeah, next one. Cottage cheese and hot sauce.
Wow.
Cottage cheese too?
Yeah, that's okay.
So nasty. I don't think I've ever tried it.
You have opinions anyway, though.
It looks so unappetizing.
It's fine.
Okay. Maybe you should try it one of these days.
Yeah, you should.
Ooh, Jay with the 5-2.
Whoa.
It wasn't a very good 5.
It's not a great hand for 5.
Oh, it's a terrible hand for a
crystal ball.
Yeah.
Crystal ball's okay.
Crystal ball's great. So Alana said cottage cheese and hot sauce. I said peanut butter and waffles. Zach said french fries and hummus.
Okay.
And we're down to Jay.
I probably do a lot of weird things. I just like to grab things and try things, so I don't know. I do a lot of probably weird combos.
Combo, combo. Dot, 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 dot.
Well, thank you for doing this.
Alana, do you have any others that you like?
What? Any others?
Yeah.
What, that wasn't enough?
I'm just asking.
What about cream cheese and jelly? That's normal though, right?
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that's relatively normal.
I like how you think that's normal, but
what about just eating straight arugula?
Well, what?
That's a little strange.
I guess it's not a combination, but I'll allow it.
It's a combination of nothing and arugula.
Yeah. All right, Jay, you want to punt on this one?
Well, I gotta have something like uniquely weird. I do everything else.
Oh, Zach with the lurker. Oh, you bastard.
Guru says tomatoes and sugar. I ate a lot as a kid, but never as a grown-up.
I did that a lot, too.
Oh, weird. That's I've never.
That might
be
an Asian thing because I know a lot of other Koreans who do it.
And we just put sugar on the tomato.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could make that your answer, Jay.
I don't think it's weird though, because I mean, a lot of my friends did it. Like, it was a normal thing for us. I was
all right. I can filter fish. Sorry, go ahead, Jay.
Weird is in the eye of the beholder.
I am the beholder.
Get a king's court.
Fine.
Yeah.
Buy a curse.
What?
What? If you're open to suggestions.
Again, who knows? Okay, yeah, I'm punting because I have no idea.
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us next week for Skeleton Crew.
Yeah.
And you can catch us every week at Twitch.
Oh, really? That's what we're watching? All right.
/MCSlain to group up with us next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.